Welcome to the Dose of Courage podcast. I'm your host, Courage Molina, Chief Courage Crusader. I'm here to encourage, challenge, and equip you to become bolder, more confident, and courageous enough to be who God has called you to be, do what God has called you to do, and take possession of everything God said you could have. Courage Crusaders, let's go. This podcast is sponsored by The Courage Circle. The Courage Circle is a 20-week discipleship program for women who want to have a more intimate relationship with God and a better understanding of His Word. You are so interested in spending time in the Word because you want to apply that biblical wisdom to your day-to-day life and become bolder and more confident in the process. If you're ready to get serious about growing in your faith, enroll today at www.thecouragecircle.com. Use code DOC25 to save 25%. Hey, hey, hey. Welcome to the Dose of Courage. Welcome back. If this is your first time, I am so glad you are here. Go ahead and hit the subscribe button. Like, don't even wait. This is going to be good. Thank the person who sent you this podcast. They obviously love you. If you've been rocking with me for a while, thank you so much for continuing to share the podcast everywhere. Thank you so much for continuing to tag me on your social media. First of all, I feel like a celebrity when y'all tag me. Y'all make a girl feel real good and feel real loved, right? So I appreciate that. I appreciate you guys sharing this. I definitely could not get this message out if it were not for my longtime listeners. So listen, I don't know if you guys knew this about me. Like, I don't know if I've talked about this on the podcast before or not, but I actually taught high school Spanish for several years. I actually taught K-12. So from kindergarten to 12th grade, I've taught all levels of Spanish and I was very successful. And I actually attribute my success not because I'm fluent, right? I don't think it's because I'm fluent. First of all, I don't even consider myself as fluent. But because I understand what it takes to learn it, right? But I feel like that's what made me a great teacher, because I was a great learner. And I started to think, okay, what things do my kids need in order to learn this language and be successful? And so anytime we had a new unit, I would introduce it with the topics they could expect to see during the unit, right? So if we were going to talk about, so we got a new unit and we were going to talk about household chores, I would say, hey guys, we're going to talk about household chores in this unit. And I know already when I say that unit, what type of vocabulary is going to be needed in order for them to be able to talk about household chores. What can you think of? They're going to have to know different rooms and parts of the house. They're going to have to know furniture items. They're going to have to know how to say the actual chores, like washing dishes, sweeping, vacuuming, whatever. If they're going to do some outside work, I might need to know some of the words for outside stuff. I might need to know pets, all things household. I already know those are going to be, you know, the topics for the vocabulary. I knew what they were going to include. And I can't talk about household chores without having the new vocabulary. It's no way for me to say, oh, we're going to have conversations about household chores, and I don't give you any vocabulary to support that. It's just, that does not work. So I would always start them off with a vocabulary list, which is not, that's not conversation. I used to tell them that all the time. Okay, you need to learn this vocabulary so I can teach you how to put them into sentences, but there's no need for me to teach you sentences if you don't know the vocab. Well, do you know what? The same is true when it comes to speaking life, right? If you want to speak life, you need to have certain vocabulary. When you think about a certain area of your life, you need to acquire new vocabulary to change the way you speak about it and the way you speak over it. Why? Because our words have power. Now, I know that you know this. In Proverbs 18:21, the Bible says, the tongue has the power of life and death. The tongue has the power of life and death, meaning living and dying. That is extremely powerful. And those who love it will eat its fruit. That's Proverbs 18:21. There is power in your words. Whatever you speak is going to bear fruit. Something is going to manifest from what you are speaking. And guess what? You're going to have to eat that. Basically, it's saying that you create the life you'll have to live with the words that you say. I'm going to say that again. This verse is basically saying that you with your mouth, you are creating the life that you will have to live with the words that you say. Okay? So start here. What type of life do you want to live? I assume as a Courage Crusader that you want to live a purpose-filled life. You want to live your best life. You want to answer the call on your life. You want to have all the things that God said you could have. You want to be able to do all the things he said you could do. You want to be as, you want to be blessed when you come in and bless you when you go. You want to be as blessed as you can possibly be, right? It may not look like what you live in right now, though. So what do you need to do? Let's just start with one area. Let's not start with every area. Y'all know I'm a big fan of Patrice Washington. I love her. Love her podcast. Love working with her. She's absolutely amazing. The reason I love her is because of the pillars of redefining wealth. So when I start thinking about my life, whether it's for my planner or for my vision board, right? Because we're talking about where I'm going. I think about my life in the six pillars. That's how I think about my life. Right? So you have to decide which area of your life you want to start with. It's like the theme of the unit, right? So, all right, do you want to start in the fit pillar, right? Which is your mind and your body. Faith, which is your spiritual growth, right? People, those are relationships. Space, where you live. Work, obviously that's self-explanatory, right? The work that you do, and money, your finances. I think that's all of them. Faith, fit, people, money, space, and work. Yep. So that's all six. Which of those areas are you going to choose first? You can choose any area. I suggest choosing the area that is probably causing you the most trouble. I would say me personally, I say, let's get the most relief. Because if I start with the area that's giving me the most trouble, I'm going to experience the greatest amount of relief in that area, right? So the first thing you want to do is decide on which area you want to speak life in. The second thing you want to do is get your vocabulary list. You need to get a new vocabulary list to speak about and discuss that area of your life. You need to expand your vocabulary. How are you going to expand your vocabulary? Well, books. So one of the areas that it's really important to me is my relationships. It's the people pillar. And the relationship that is, not that the others aren't important, but my marriage. And the reason I say my marriage is because we are getting ready to, we're transitioning. So we have been parents, you know, for over 23 years now, taking care of kids, and our youngest is 18. Now, we do still have two at home with us, but our roles as parents have changed, which kind of changes the dynamic of our marriage. And we know that every time there's a change with these kids, it results in a change with us. It exposes something new. We didn't even know we felt this way about something. And so I want to get ahead of it. We've been married for 19 years. It only took me 19 years to figure out, hey, why don't you get ahead of the trouble that comes when you transition? And so what can I do to prepare myself? I want to see improvement in my marriage. I want to see my marriage get stronger, happier, healthier. You think you have things all figured out until things change. And you're like, oh, we have to spend more time together. How's that going to go? Right? So I need to acquire new vocabulary. How can I do that? Through books. There are so many books on relationships goals by Michael Todd. There's the Relationship Cure. I'm not sure who that's by. There are so many relationships of relational intelligence. So I'm buying books so that I can acquire new vocabulary, so I can speak differently about my frustrations that are sure to come. Maybe I can even do better on some of the things I was doing before. I am listening to podcasts that talk about relationships. I'm actually not in any communities like online But I do have a great group of friends. We have a community, and we definitely talk about relationships, and we hold each other. We're all women of faith. We hold each other to, you know, accountable to our greatness. There could be YouTube channels. Now, I'm also not watching YouTube videos on relationships. I'm not saying that I wouldn't. I'm saying that I'm not. So I don't know any. If you have one and you talk about relationships on your YouTube channel, hit me up. I might start watching it, right? And then, like, once you've acquired this new vocabulary list, you have to intentionally study. You have to have active listening. So if I'm listening to a podcast, I'm not just listening to it to pass the time. I'm listening to the podcast so that I can apply this new way of talking to it. I listened to this podcast. I don't even really remember what the topic was, but it was the Redefining Wealth podcast with Patrice Washington. And I think the lady's name was Varian. I know that I've mentioned this particular episode before because she said, I'm not a selfish person. I'm a self-first person. That thing, listen, I know I have quoted that 100 times, and it's because it really set me free. I needed new vocabulary to explain why I say no to stuff, and not to my husband, just in relationships. I didn't have that vocabulary. I want to be able to speak life, and I don't want to say things like, well, I don't care, because I say that, but I need a better way to say, I need new vocabulary, because saying I don't care, that's actually not that life-giving, guys. I don't know if you realize that, but I need to actively be listening for new ways to communicate. And then I need to practice. I need to practice using those things. There's another book called The Power of a Positive Mom, The Power of a Positive Wife, right? And it gives you all of these suggestions. Now, granted, some of the new vocabulary seems like a foreign language. That's why I'm always telling you that you have to learn to speak life like a foreign language. Don't expect for it to be natural. I was teaching Spanish and students were like, this is weird. It's backwards. Why is it that way? I'm like, it might be uncomfortable at first, but the more you practice it, the more natural you will sound, the easier it will get. I'm going to tell y'all the same thing, okay? The more you practice, the more natural it will sound. If you're a person who didn't give a lot of compliments, let me just give you an example, because right now I'm kind of in a new space, so I don't have any examples to share with you as it relates to my marriage. But before now, like before I became the Chief Courage Crusader, I mean, I loved people or whatever, but I didn't say I love you all the time. I didn't necessarily tell people, communicate to them how much I appreciated them. That's just not how I talk. I just didn't talk like that. Maybe you did, great for you. I did not, okay? Now on this side, I call my friends up, I text them, I message them, my husband included, and I can say things like, hey, I really appreciate you. And here's a perfect example. I didn't think I could give one for my husband. I can't. So listen, I used to tell my husband I love him all the time. Like I would say, I love you. And I would teach him. I would text him, I love you. And, that's kind of thing, right? Like that kind of thing all the time. I love you, heart face, little, you know, that kind of, I'd tell him on the phone. But you know what I realized? I started reading a book about communicating with men because I want to be able to communicate with my husband. And I love you, just don't do it for them. I mean, they want to hear it, but it's just, it is not as meaningful as some of the other things that he needed to hear. He needed to hear, which he didn't say to me, right? Because he's not the king of communication, which is fine. But, you know, it's important for him to hear things like, I appreciate him. It's important for me to recognize the sacrifices that he makes for this family, verbally acknowledge them, not just say, well, obviously he knows that I appreciate him because I say I love him. Now for women, we think love is love and that's it. Like if I say I love you, that pretty much covers everything else. But men do not think that way. Respect for them is way more important than love. And if I love you, I respect you is how I feel. Because if I didn't respect you, I couldn't love you. And that's as far as a husband is concerned, right? But men are not that way. And so in order to speak life to my husband and speak life about my marriage, I had to acquire new vocabulary. I had to acquire words like, I appreciate you. I respect you. I feel safe and secure when you are around. I had to let him know that I was attracted to him, how he makes me feel when I see him, when I smell him, when I look, like, those are the things, right? Just like I want to know that he thinks I look good, he wants to know these things. That is speaking life to him, right? Even in the way that I communicate things that I'm not happy with, I would just say it, like, just say it straight out. No, that does not work. I want to speak life to my husband, even when I am making him aware of my needs. I don't want to say things like complaining. I don't want to say things like nagging. I don't want to say things that are going to put him on the defense. I want to speak life to him. Do you understand that? I want to speak life to my friends, to my children. Even when I have to discipline them, I want them to hear the life, the love, the grace, and the mercy first. And that does not come naturally to us. Just think about it, like with your kids. If you have children and they bring home their report card and they get straight A's and an F, what is the thing you're talking about the most and the longest? The F, which is communicating something to them, right? And so I want to be able to speak life to my kids and to my situation. I don't want to be saying, oh, I'm broke, or I'm tired, or I ain't got this. No. Because the power of life and death lies in the tongue. And it means that whatever I'm saying is going to produce fruit, and I'm going to have to live that life. I'm going to have to live that life. So I need to say, you know, some other stuff, not the stuff I've been saying. So you have to practice it. You can't just read the books and listen to the sermons and get in the communities and not use the language, not use the vocabulary that you learn. You have to practice it. And so this is what I want you to do right now, right? Think about the last 30 days, all right? And all the situations that you have experience, all the events, all the conversations in the last 30 days, all the things that you've said to your homegirls, your best friend, your cousin, your mama, your auntie, your spouse. I want you to think about that. Do your words reflect the life you want to live? Do the words that you speak reflect the life that you want to live? Are they showing your true feelings and emotions? Are you actually communicating the feelings and emotions that you are experiencing because you want people to know that you love them? Are you speaking about your situation, your marriage, your finances, your mind, your heart, whatever? Are you speaking about those things in a way that, okay, if these things come to pass, if these things bear fruit, these statements, these conversations bear fruit, I would want to eat that fruit? Because listen, I don't know about y'all, but there are situations where I am planting some real sour seeds and I don't want no sour and rotten fruit. I don't. I want my fruit to be sweet and delicious and pleasing to the eye. So I need to speak words that are going to bear that type of fruit, because no matter what, the word is saying you're going to have to eat that fruit either way. So if I have a choice in the fruit, right, which the word is basically saying we do, that I'm going to speak words of life because I'm going to have to eat that fruit. So I just want you to think of it. Just think for a second about the last 30 days and all the situations that you were in, everything that you experienced, and how you talked about those things, how you responded. Do your words reflect the life you want to live? I remember when I was depressed, this is before I knew I was depressed, if anything happened, I would say, oh, I hate my life. I didn't actually hate my life, okay? But I would say that I hate my life. Go to make a grilled cheese, get in there and there's no cheese in there. Oh, I hate my life. Freaking life sucks, right? This is crap. Just complaining. And we have such a complaining nature. Like that is such a cultural thing to complain. You are like, you sound like an annoying person if you're always positive, if you're silver lining. But this is the thing. I'm about to say I don't care. And I'm really trying to not say that, because I've realized that saying things like I don't care gives people the impression that I don't care. But what I'm saying is that what you do isn't important, doesn't have an impact on my life, okay? What you decide to do. And the reason I say that is because it's usually we're in conversation with others, and because they're on that complaining train or that petty train, we hop right on the train with them. Listen. It doesn't matter to me who else is speaking negatively. I want to be the one speaking positively. Do you know why? Because I'm going to have to eat the fruit that I bear. Maybe they cool with sour fruit. Maybe they like that sour stuff, right, and moldy. Hey, that's cool. I don't want to eat that. Different strokes for different folks. And since I want my life to be different, that means that I have to be different. And that means changing how I speak. So this is what this is, I've recommended some books. I've told you guys some of the books that I've been reading or whatever. But it's because like I can already see that I'm entering a new stage of life. And I want to focus on my words about my husband and my marriage. I want to focus on my words when I talk about my business also. Actually, I'm going to focus on my words when I talk about my money. So I'm in a new space where our finances are different. And so I'm thinking wealth building, which is not how I grew up thinking. I was thinking like, I got money, I'm going to spend it. And of course I can have it if I have the money to buy it, which means that anytime there was a problem with our income, that our credit took a hit. I'm building wealth right now. And so I speak differently. I don't say things like, oh, I can't afford it. I'm like, oh no, the money I have is not for that. I don't have any money for that. I ain't saying I don't have any money. I don't have any money for that. No, I'm deciding not to purchase that. No, it's more important for me to build wealth than for me to go out to eat with y'all today. I'm using my words differently, speaking differently about my money. I'm not telling these kids that I got, oh, I ain't got no money for that. I'm not saying, oh, I ain't got no money. Oh, I'm broke. No. I tell people all the time, oh, I'm building wealth right now. Oh, no, I'm rich, rich. No, I'm big fish. I graduated. She say, oh, you rich, rich. Nah, I graduated. Call me big fish. I'm speaking that way about my money because I realize that the words I say are going to create the life I have to live. Talking about my husband, I don't care if we have a good day or a bad day. If somebody asks me how we doing, oh, we are doing great. We getting stronger, healthier, happier every day. This is the happiest we've ever been. I'm in the best shape of my life. I don't care how I'm feeling today. I'm in the best shape of my life. I'm getting healthier every single day. Now, obviously, I got to do the work behind it, right? You got to do the work behind it. But it does start, your words are very important. It starts with your words. What are you saying? And so listen, I have a list of resources that have helped me to acquire new vocabulary over the years in different areas of my life. So I'm going to post that list. It's in the show notes. Just links to different podcasts and different books that I've purchased, different communities that I'm in, that I've been in, that I participate in, that have helped me to acquire new vocabulary over the past few years. And I actually would like to hear from some of you, right? What I want to hear from you, like, what are you using and in what area? So I'd like to add to the list. I'd like to continue to add to the list. If you're on the email list, then I'll email this out. If you guys respond to me, if you send me an email at contact, like you're contacting me, I feel like I'm not saying that correctly, contact@couragemolina.com. If you send me an email with some of the links and things that you're using, I can create an exhaustive list, like not exhaustive, but I can create, I can add that to the list and I can send that out to the email list that I have. So if you're listening, then sign up for the email. You can go to couragemolina.org and get on the email list because I'll be sending the list out. And so those are some resources like, okay, I can go to this place and I'll have them separated by the pillars actually. Are them separated by the pillars so you can be thinking about which area of your life do you want to start with, and you'll be able to find some resources to help you out. But I definitely would love to hear from you. And of course, as always, right, because I start with the word. That's just what it is. I want to recommend the Courage Circle. The word, in my opinion, is the best source on new life-giving, fruit-bearing vocabulary. The other things that I talk about, the other things that I use, those are secondary to the word. So I would suggest that you start there. I suggest, listen, that's always my number one suggestion, that you start with the word, and then after you start with the word, then you can add on some of those other things, or like let the word be the foundation for new life, because this is the thing. It's hard to speak a new language, and it's hard to start speaking differently when your circumstance and your situation is not changing, especially if you're in a tight spot, whether it's financially, physically. It is difficult because what you're saying doesn't match what you're feeling. With my husband, right now, we're in a good space. So I am definitely more inclined to do the work. I'm more inclined to learn new vocabulary. But when we weren't in a good space and I wasn't feeling him, it was hard to choke out those words. I was choking on some of those compliments, rolling my eyes with some of those text messages. It's difficult to do it when you're living in a situation or a circumstance and things aren't changing and you've been speaking life and it still is not working. That word is going to remind you to stay faithful because God is with you. That's going to remind you to stay faithful in that language and what you're saying, not because you have trust in the situation or because you even have trust or confidence in yourself or your spouse, but because I have confidence in God. And so not only am I going to speak these words of life because God is saying that my words have power, but I'm being reminded of who is going to bring about the harvest, who's going to cause me to, bear fruit. It's going to be God. It's that thing is going to keep you committed to speaking life, even in a difficult situation. So I always start with the word. Listen, y'all should know that. That's my go-to space. It says that's my go-to space. As always, I'm going to encourage you to join the Courage Circle. It's the best source of new life-giving, fruit-bearing vocabulary. I mean, it's the word of God. There's power in that word. I don't know what else you could do. Listen. Don't forget to reach out to me. Send me an email. Text me. Y'all can't text me. Y'all ain't got my number. But send me a message. You can DM me. Send me an email. I want to know some of the things that you're listening to, that you're watching, that you're reading to acquire a new vocabulary so I can share that with the rest of the Courage Crusader community. All right? I love you guys. If this has blessed you, if you got some ahas, if you're thinking about speaking life in a new way, you've got a new perspective on what it means to speak life and the importance of it, do me a favor. Don't be a hoarder. Share. I cannot get this message out. I will not have the impact that God is called. It is going to take us. It's a community. We have to continue to share the good news. And this is good news that I can say words and I can create and manifest things in my life that are going to look like what I want them to look like and not necessarily what I've been looking like my whole life. That's a very powerful thing. And so I want to encourage you to share this. I appreciate you guys. Until next time, friends, be strong and very courageous. Later.